You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. 515 times. What was his purpose? Why he prayed so much? Why he pleaded to be Ribono Shel Olam so much? No, but for himself, why he prayed so much?
To go to Eretz Yisrael,
right? To go to Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Ribono Shel Olam, Ebera na ve'ere, right? What does Ebera na means? To pass. Ebera na, and what is ve'ere? To see. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh, Chaim ben Atar asks, he says that obviously when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom goes to Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't see. He sees what he doesn't see. Yes? So why does he need to say, Eberana ve'ere? To say, Eberana, let me go. No? So how come he says, we see? You understand? Why does he need to say, Eberana ve'ere?
Ere is in the future.
No, at the same time. He says, let me go and see. So when you go, you see.
Maybe he's asking, he could have asked to leave there.
Leave?
I don't want to leave there. I just want to go see and then that's it, just to visit.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. They could be. Could be. But if he mitchanen and prays 515 times, he's not going to go just take his side and come back. So now here, there was a story about a melech, a king. You know, they like to go hunting, right? So one time he went to the jungle to hunt, and then the bandit, the robbers, attacked him. And there was somebody there. He grabbed the bandits, and he was safe. So, you know what it is? That somebody saves your life. So what do you give him as a reward? What do you give him? Huh?
Everything
he wants. So he invites him to his vault. He says, I'm going to let you to come to my vault for 15 minutes. And then, what do you want you take? So he goes to the palace and says, ay, 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 it's a chacham ayiti. You know what it is? He comes 15 minutes to the vault, he cleans up everything. So he spoke to his advisor. He says, let's check his fingerprint and what is it, the intelligence? Say, you know, yeah, his background, what is this guy about? So they found out this guy likes music. He's very, you know, addicted to music. So the day comes, he invites all his family, he says, our friends, you know, say, the king permitted me to go to the vault and take everything. He brings a lot of bags, you know, lots of bags, you know, to clean up. So he walks in, and as soon as he walks in, they play the music, and then he starts dancing. He didn't control him. He couldn't control himself. Dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. And then all of a sudden, it's only 1 minute left. 1 minute. He grabs a few precious stone and comes out. And then when he comes out, the family, the friends say, where are the sacks? They say, no, everything is going to be full of gold and, you know, precious stones. So I couldn't control myself. I went in, they start, you know, playing the music, and then I start dancing there. Yet Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh says an unbelievable thing. He says, to be able to see things and realize what the value is, no, not everybody can do this. You know, sometimes people fall asleep. How could it be such a thing? You go to the vault, you start dancing, huh? How could it be such a thing? Can you, how could it be such a thing? Because you don't realize that at the moment you have such an opportunity to be multi-billionaire, but you're pulled to something that is baseless, worthless, because you're used to it, so then you forget, I cannot dance right now. I cannot sleep here now. I cannot sleep here now. How could it be? But that's how it is. Rabbeinu Chaim HaKadosh explains that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom gives us a tefillah, Ebera, let me go, and I have the sight to be able, how kadosh it is. How kadosh it is. It's very interesting. When you go to Kotel, yeah, you went on a trip and came back. What's the difference between one that went and one didn't go? What's the difference?
The one that goes excited, the one that comes back very
excited. It's called jet lag. Jet lag. That means after tefillah, if you don't have a tefillah leg, your tefillah was not tefillah. Was not tefillah. If you don't have the excitement after tefillah, if you don't have the strength, if you're not happier, if you're not smiling, your tefillah was not really tefillah. The same way that somebody takes a flight, afterwards, what does he have? Jet lag. Why? He went on the air. So now if through your tefillah you didn't go on the air and you don't have a tefillah leg, so what kind of tefillah was this? So that's what Moshe Abraham Shalom says, Ebera, na, E-R-E. This guy, Misken, Bichare, you go to the vault, what can you think about except these precious stones? Now you start dancing? No, this is not the time of dancing. How can you dance? Because you don't realize this is not the time I should think about other things. And that's how it is. When the Japanese, the Sinni, the Korean, the Chinese, they go to Kotel HaMaravi, when he comes out, it's the same guy. Why? Because he didn't go there to look at the Kotel HaMaravi as a part of holy place of Beit HaMikdash. He's not going to cry there. He's not going to sit there and retail him. He's going to take some pictures and comes back to China and show it to his friends. Why? Because he doesn't know the value. His way of looking at the Kotel HaMaravi is not the way that the Yehudi looks at the Kotel HaMaravi. And that's how it is in life. Sometimes we even forget how you look at things, how you value things. And that's the unbelievable, powerful message that Rabbi Noah Chaim HaKadosh is teaching us. Hashem Yizakenu, as we plead to Rosh Hashanah, Gal Einenu. Gal Einenu Betoratecha. What is it? Gal Einenu Betoratecha. Yes. You read Torah, you stand up for the Torah, but your eyes doesn't pick up the holiness that it should. So every morning we ask Rosh Hashanah, Gal Einenu Betoratecha. Legalot, that's what it means. Legalot, that means to reveal. Reveal. And that's a tefillah. Constantly we have to ask Ibn Shalom that to open our eyes, reveal our eyes to holy and kadosh man.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.